There has been a stunning announcement from U.S. President Donald Trump. He and his wife, Melania, have tested positive for COVID-19, upending the race for the White House and deepening the nation's uncertainty just a month away from the presidential election. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." The 74-year-old Trump has always had high risk factors for the virus, both his age and his weight. The obvious irony, Mr. Trump has repeatedly played down the coronavirus and predicted it would go away on its own, even as he pushes for an early vaccine. Nearly 208,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, with the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions especially hard hit. The president has ridiculed people, including Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, for wearing a mask. This despite the fact that medical experts insist face coverings are a key to halting the spread of the virus. In addition, Mr. Trump has continued to hold campaign rallies with thousands of people in the run-up to the November 3rd voting, despite warnings from public health officials that mass gatherings are high-risk events. Last night on Twitter, the president had claimed that the end of the pandemic was in sight. Not long after that, news broke that Hope Hicks, a top White House aide, had tested positive for the virus. Hicks had traveled with the president on Air Force One on Tuesday to the first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio. The amended White House schedule for Mr. Trump's activities omits planned campaign trips. Still, the Office of the White House Physician says the president is expected to continue carrying out his duties without disruption, and that he and the 50-year-old First Lady are, quote, both well at this time. Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigns today in the critical battleground state of Michigan, where he'll talk about his plans for the economy, pledging to work at bettering the outlook for middle-class families in the country. This is VOA News. President Trump's COVID illness comes as the U.S. virus case count approaches 7.3 million, by far the worst coronavirus.